Now, deadly protests have broken out in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro following the death of a young man who allegedly was killed by police. The news comes just 50 days before the World Cup is due to get underway. And earlier I spoke to Rio-based journalist Donna Bowater, who told me how the violence broke out.
Last night we saw clashes between one of the pacified favelas in Copacabana and police, and this came after a protest by residents following the discovery of a body of a TV dancer who'd been found dead in a school inside the Pavalzinho favela. And the protest turned ugly, tensions spilled over, there were clashes between police and locals, and gunshots exchanged, as well as homemade bombs, torch cars, burning tyres, and just a lot of tension.
Now, locals obviously claim that this young dancer was confused with a drug dealer, and that's why they believe he was killed by police. But it's certainly another blow, isn't it, to Rio's security campaign ahead of the World Cup?
It is. This is the latest outbreak of conflict between local communities and police, as the authorities really try to get a handle on the violence in Rio. Earlier this month, we saw the army enter Marae Favela near the international airport to try and contain drug trafficking violence in the run-up to the World Cup, which is less than 2 months away now.
And why do so many local people say that the police are as bad as the drug gangs? Why is there so much tension and violence? Is this simply the drug gangs themselves resisting the attempts that the police are making to clear the favelas to make Rio safe for the World Cup?
There's been a lot of tension between communities and the police because the military police here in Rio have a long-standing reputation for violence and using heavy-handed techniques against communities, and in particular prejudice. I mean, the community in Cantagalo last night really felt that this was the death of an innocent worker, and it showed the prejudices of the police in indiscriminately killing whoever they see as the enemy or the drug traffickers. During the Confederations Cup last year, during the protests, we saw very heavy-handed techniques used, including rubber bullets, pepper spray, sound bombs to try and contain the violence. And they're really expecting this to continue as we head towards the World Cup.
And how big a concern do you think this is likely to be, particularly for the fans from all over the world who are contemplating going to Brazil for the World Cup and, you know, having a great big party while they're there?
It's widely expected that we'll see protests during the World Cup here. The only thing that we're not sure of is the scale. I mean, during the Confederations Cup last year, we saw protests in, I think, all of the World Cup cities and a lot of the other major cities in Brazil. It's likely that will be repeated, although there'll be greater efforts to reduce the impact that has on the matches. And no matches were disturbed last year during the Confederations Cup. So the authorities are really seeking to reassure fans that there won't be any problems this year.
Yes, and there are some people who take the view that whatever about the conflict and the run-up to this, once the football starts being played, that's what everyone will focus on. Do you think that's over-optimistic?
I think there's an element of that. Certainly last year we saw during the Confederations Cup, that during Brazil games at least, the protests dampened down somewhat. And there is, you know, this is still a football-loving country. A lot of people really do love the World Cup and really want to see Brazil win. So there'll be those two factors to balance. You know, there'll be people who want to demonstrate and to use this as an opportunity to draw attention to local issues. But on the other hand, people are excited about the World Cup and they will be welcoming it.